Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Aaron Zellman's going to be on with us Monday now, which is great, because I have a lot of news I want to cover in your calls. Really, it is, in a way. It's not good that one of his pipes just burst. So, you know, when that happens, plumbing. We got Sully Costello next hour. You don't want to miss the info he's going to be talking about. Wide open phones, 1-800-259-9231. Marcus in California, first-time caller. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Alex, hi.
Hello.
You're there, great. I'd like to talk about my two favorite gentlemen, and I think you both had them on, and that's Ron Paul and David Ray Griffin. I'm reading Ron Paul's book right now. I was involved in his campaign, and just recently I started to see all the Google videos of David Ray Griffin and bought his new book, 9/11 Contradictions. Incredible book. Back to Ron Paul. I was involved in his campaign, and I think it was on your show or somebody's show that he said that he has an army. His army needs marching orders. We may do something at the Republican convention and may get a speech, but where do you think it's going to go beyond that?
No, that's what I said. By the way, Ron Paul is on Monday, probably in studio.
Really?
Yeah, he's in here in Austin. Look.
Excellent.
I told him privately and on air, separately, he needed to say, we're fighting the North American Union. Here's an organization I'm forming. Even if it was a basic manifesto, he could do it. I said, you need to also fight socialized health care, have an organization to fight that, and have a group to end the war. And I said, with those issues and a sovereignty group to defend the border, with those four groups, he would capture basically the entire electorate and could then give marching orders and people, when he was at his peak in late January, early February, that he could have gone to the next level. And it was the biggest opportunity ever lost. Not griping. I mean, we're still growing. Everything's, I guess, good. But it's. I mean, I guess I have the vision. By the way, it was me that called it a money bomb. It was my listeners. We've got him coming on at the end of the show today. One of my listeners who came up with the idea and put it on the web. I'm not bragging, but we've created the entire nomenclature, the language of InfoWar and money bombs and front lines in the InfoWar and wartime broadcast, because that's how I've always seen it. I know the enemy sees it like that against us. It's an InfoWar they've got against us. So I'm fighting as hard as I can, but I think I deserve some respect. I think I've shown that I'm able to let
you
blow.
You're fine, Alex. I just got turned on to you. I mean, turned on through other Ron Paul supporters to take a closer look at you, because you're very flamboyant, and that's what it takes also. I think the genius of Ron Paul, that all our supporters that are just basically mainstream working people that enjoy Ron Paul and will stay with him, is he is such a gentleman in the field of battle. He doesn't give in. He knows where to go. He knows to go to the Republican Party and take the fight there, because as an independent, it doesn't work. Aaron Russo's are great, okay? But they don't work when you're fighting these two entities, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. So Ron Paul is still a really great voice, and it is incredible. David Ray Griffin, the gentleman and the scholar that he is, the way he puts the holes in 9/11 up and right.
I hear you. He's great, and I appreciate him. Great on 9/11. I don't like his New World Order views. I'll tell you that right now. So I do not admire David Ray Griffin's political views. I think they're atrocious. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call here. Justin in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Go ahead, welcome.
Welcome. This is Dustin. I spoke to you a couple times up here in Ohio, and I was listening to the radio station this morning, one of the local affiliates, and they said something that really struck me, and they talked about it for a few seconds, but what they were talking about was what they call a no-refusal checkpoint, sobriety checkpoint, coming up for Memorial Day weekend, and I believe...
Stay there. Let's talk about it when we get back and plug the affiliate as well. I know we have a couple of affiliates in Ohio that carry the show. I think three. We're very thankful to all of them. Stay there. I want to hear about this on the other side. Yeah, the feds fund these about 10 times a year on holidays and special dates, and it's federalized funded checkpoints. The cover is for alcohol, but the government documents show it's really getting you ready for martial law. Stay there.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, yes, I do know about, I had a caller a few days ago that started this whole discussion going, have you heard about Operation Checkpoint? And I Googled it. There are hundreds of Operation Checkpoints, hundreds of things called Operation Roundup. And the feds pay local, county, city, state to even use those names, so it's unified to condition the public for martial law. And they even now admit that. And, yeah, you just pull up randomly when you're out with your family, and the cops walk over and say, license, registration, total violation of the Fourth Amendment. They're turning the streets and roads into the airport. But it's been in the news because there have been some good sheriffs in Tennessee and Alabama, and I've even seen a couple in California. I've seen a bunch. It's in the news every few weeks. I see it. I've had a few of them on over the years. I need to have some of them back on. Just then I have to do research and remember their names from years ago. Where they'll be, well, I arrested 50 illegals during Operation Checkpoint. And, you know, they were like, one van had 14 people in it. They were all drunk. They had kids without baby seats. And I gave them to ICE, and I said, or I gave them to, before that, the INS, and they said they wouldn't get them. Let them go. Or, I don't know why local judges let them go for DWIs. And then I've talked to Austin cops, and they go, yeah, we're told don't get them because the judges just let them go. But then I come to a checkpoint. You see, I'm the fat cow, though. I'm the dumb American. I'm the milk cow. I'm the food. And I pull up, and I go, I'm not going to let you search my car. You got cars all stopped here. You don't have a probable cause, officer. I've got all my tax stickers in order. I'm compliant. What, you got a problem with me? Get out of the car right now. Stand right here. They come over, what's your problem, boy? This happened to me. That's why I don't like you. You know, it's not enough. I grew up with a drug dealing sheriff in our town that finally went to prison and saw cops beat people up and everything else. And not enough. I've had to see a lie in court and everything else. I've had this stuff happen to me. Hey, I'm an American. I shouldn't pull up to one of your dirty checkpoints, especially when the illegals are above the law. I've had enough. And they come up to you, and then they start yelling at you and asking why. Now, that other cops who still try to violate the Fourth Amendment, but they back off and at least aren't totally evil, they'll say, mind if I look in your car for my safety? And I go, your safety? You've just run my plate. I'm Alex Jones. I have no criminal record, officer. And look, you say I was speeding. I don't think I was. That's happened a few times. But I know you're out here supposed to randomly stop. Quit arguing with me. Officer, you just asked to search my car. Look, I want my children to grow up in a free country. I've given, like, cops probably 10 times this speech over the last 15 years. Never forget one time I was late to get to KJFK in, like, 1998. I was late to get there. We're going to you in a minute, sir, telling the story. And I was late to get there. Well, I wasn't late. It was like an hour before showtime. But I wanted to get some more stories once I got to there because their computers were faster than my home computer at that time. Why am I telling that part of the story? It doesn't matter. I had to get to the station and get ready for my show. And I still remember the day, and I pull over. My car's full of McDonald's bags and stuff at that time. It's when I decided to not care about myself and that I wasn't going to be alive long and they were going to kill me. So what? I might as well start drinking beer and eating McDonald's, you know. Why does that part of the story matter? But I remember the car had wrappers in it because he was digging through them, so I remember that. See, I go back and image what happened, and then I start telling you the first thing I see, and it doesn't matter. Point is that they pull me over on 183 North, and he comes over. And I'll never forget, he pulled me over in a long stretch where it's above ground, and so it's like a tiny shoulder. And I remember marveling that he was just standing there with cars flying by him. But I knew better than to drive another quarter mile and pull over by the grass because I'd had cops get mad at me when I'd done that before. So, fine. Wants to get himself killed. Here, I'll pull right over here for you, buddy. And I remember he's sitting there and he's going, no, what you got in here? What you doing in here? Let me see your stuff. You're speeding. And I'm like, you know what? I was even going in the slow lane, guy. What was I going, 5 miles over maybe? And he's like, well, I go, why'd you pull me over? Well, I'll do the talking here. And he goes, well, you mind if I search this for my safety? What's all this? And I had, like, stacks of news articles and a few hamburger bags. They were actually Culver's bags, not McDonald's, but fast food. And he's digging around in there. And he goes, well, I'm going to search you. And I said, well, you know, you're violating my Fourth Amendment. And, you know, don't you have children? Don't you want to live in a free country? Listen, I'm doing this for my safety. And then he goes back to his car, and two more cars pull up because I'd questioned him, and they're all around me. And, well, we're going to get a drug dog then. And I just said, you know what? I got to go to work. Do it. And as soon as I submitted, they said, no, you can go. It was all about me submitting to them because I had to get somewhere. But I swore then that I'd never do it again, even if I was late for something. Now I got kids. What if I was late getting them at school or from gym or something? I think I'd grovel and do what they said. And now, if you're not there 5 minutes after you're supposed to pick your kid up, they CPS you. So that's another big danger there. But, I pulled up to a checkpoint, and they're sitting there searching cars off at the side and looking in your car with a flashlight staring at you. And, where are you going? Why does it matter? Well, you don't want to answer my questions. Get out of the car. We got all those squad car videos we played on the show. No, listen to me, boy. I can plant something on you right now and ruin your life. I'm going to, you understand, because the guy's recording it. The cops don't realize that we're doing that now. I'll set you up right now, boy. I'll show you I win. I'll show you who wins. See, it's all about how they're the winner. And it's all because you don't want to be stopped by them. I'm a human being. All right, I'm sorry. Now, most cops I've talked to actually don't like running these random checkpoints. You want to stop criminals, drive around on the highway. There's drunks everywhere driving around like maniacs in Austin. Crack dealers on East 11th, East 7th. They're running around by the Chevron station and by the Dutch Royal Shell. All the time when I'm going over to do the TV show, I want to stop and get something to drink or stop and get gas. I don't even stop there because there's like 15 crackheads running around selling crack right there. And the police station is 300 yards. No, 200 yards away. But no, you've got to stop me and you've got to ask if I've got drugs or weapons. It's disgusting. Disgusting! But I know, it's what your dirtbag socialist bosses tell you. I think cops would rather be busting the crackheads. And you go, Alex, I thought you were for drug decriminalization. Yes, but as long as it's going to be the law and you're going to be pulling me over asking me about it, why don't you go stop the dangerous zombies? Those crackheads don't even eat or drink. They weigh like 85 pounds. They look like psychopathic Day of the Dead people. And they're just constantly trying to mug people. But when they mug somebody, a woman can fight them off because they're poor, horrible zombies. I've already digressed. I'm going to your calls. Justin in Ohio, go ahead.
Yes. I don't mean to.
Have you ever seen a crack zombie? You ever seen one?
Yeah.
I grew up in Dallas, man. I'm sick of the government since the mid-'80s turning them into this. Go ahead.
Well, what struck me was, and I'm looking for this currently on the Internet right now to email it to you, but what they said was on this refusal checkpoint was if you they would have equipment there and a testing equipment, and if you refused the breathalyzer, that they were going to draw blood. Right there.
Yep.
They were going to draw blood out of you to test for alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that is not a violation of civil rights, blatant, I mean, that's incredible. That
you know, I saw the federal documents on that in 2002. There, it started in Tucson, Arizona. They're doing that to get the cops trained. Those are special officers that have been trained in forced inoculation. And so they're kind of, you know, they question them, who will do it. The cops doing that will be the only idiot cops on the local force. It was less than 1%, according to the L.A. Times, who agreed to it. Those fools agreed to take smallpox and anthrax, at least in the cities I know. Denver, Tucson, I've seen it in the Ohio news, Texas news. And, yeah, since 2002, and they do it at night, too. Right outside Denver, whatever that county's called, it was in the Denver Post last year, it said that these people freaked out. Families, they got families out, and they stick needles in your vein on the side of the highway. I mean, total tyranny, total nightmare, just like they're going to give you 10 years in prison for driving over the speed limit. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. I wanted to make another point. You've been touching on the topic of Children's Protective Services.
Yeah, Child Pedophile Services, yeah.
Well, my son, back in October, I was getting ready to get custody of my son. This is how bad this is in this area here. And Children's Protective Services came to my house, removed my son, because they said that I did not have proof of being, you know, the biological father. I had taken the DNA test 7 years prior to that, and that paperwork was on file.
And let me guess, you had to spend $20,000 over the next year in classes and bootlicking to get your son back.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No. How much money did you have to spend?
Honestly, I spent around $10,000.
I was going to say 10 at first, but usually it's about 20. And then let me guess, it was a shaved head woman, hates men. Was that it? Or was it one of the Nelly guys?
Yeah, it was a quote woman.
Yeah.
Unquote.
Mm-hmm. There, yeah, it's always only two types. It's almost like they've got clones.
Well, what was really frustrating for me and everybody, and I got him back fairly quickly because I called the Klamath news stations, I called the local newspapers. I got everybody involved.
Now, do they tell you, shut up and everything will be all right? Because it's like a kidnapper tells you, be quiet, everything's going to be okay, just do what I say. And then it's Jeffrey Dahmer or Ted Bundy. And then most people shut up, and then they say, sign this. And then you sign it, and your kid's off to Saudi Arabia.
Right. Well, they took him away. And the thing was, here's what got everybody in.
And I bet he cried. And then, of course, they tried to Prozac him because he cried. See, right? They steal your kid, they're freaking out, they're crying, then they take him to a government shrink and they say, you're crying for no reason. You should love the government grabbing you. I'm not joking. You're going to be put on antipsychotics. Oh, you're having seizures from it. We'll do brain surgery.
The people that they took him to...
I'm not joking, by the way.
For that, those days that he went, the people that they took him to, they had him in bed at 6 o'clock in the evening.
No, they're late.
Mm-hmm. Right, and he was so miserable when I got him back. I mean, I called my state representative. I called, like I said, I called everybody, and they
well, you're lucky. You're lucky. There are thousands of documented cases where that your child's put on a plane, and they're gone. Anything else you want to tell us?
I want to make a point.
Stay there. I want to hear more about the blood sucking.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Imagine it's not enough to have a bunch of goons in uniforms, black uniforms, rifle your car at a random Fourth Amendment violating checkpoint. No, now they're going to force a breathalyzer on you. Of course, there's no law that they can do that, but now they're just going to shove a needle in your arm and suck your blood. It's all part of the freedom. Yeah, welcome to your life in the banana boat America. With a bunch of low-grade morons having their way with you. The good news is, though, the New World Order is in a lot of trouble. The people are waking up and hating your guts. And we're not going to stop. We're going to list all your crimes to more and more people. And our great listeners are going to spread the word to the four corners of the earth. Let's go back to Justin in Ohio. I want to go back to the local show. And I know about the cases all over the country under federal funds. These cops think it's normal to jab a needle in your arm on the side of the road now, huh?
It's pretty amazing.
What was the local station? I guess if they're carrying my show, they must be good folks. Were they upset about it?
Well, yeah. I mean, they didn't go in with prolonged discussion about it. It was one of them. See, and that's the thing that the media, that's how the media manipulates the situation. Because what they do is, the really important stories like that, they won't discuss for 20 minutes. They'll discuss Anna Nicole Smith for 45 days straight. But something that's really, really important, like obvious violations of civil rights in the Fourth Amendment, like you said, they'll discuss for, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. It's a regular FM station. It does not carry your show.
Okay, I thought you were talking about a station that was carrying my show in Ohio.
Oh, no. They brought this up this morning.
You said one of your affiliates is why I thought that. Okay, well, what was the other thing you wanted to add? I got to jump here.
Okay. Well, one the thing about the them taking my son was, real quick, is the fact that the paperwork stating that I was a father was right down the hallway from where that social worker, you know, was stationed. And you know,
oh, they knew. They knew it was your son. They're criminals.
Right. I mean, it would have taken her 2 minutes to get that paperwork, and what they did.
No, listen, they were all abused as children, or they like to abuse. It's two types. That's why half of them quit each year. The half that are good quit because they can't be part of the criminality. A normal person can't go and snatch crying kids all day.
Right, right. You wouldn't think so, but and that's the thing. It would have taken her 2 minutes to get that paperwork and clear it up. But what they do is they get you in court, and then they say, well, what happened? Well, this actually sped the process up by us doing this and this and that. And then they turn it around.
Or they get you in a process for no reason. They're there for no reason. Then there's a dirty dish. Then they use your that to get your kid and fly him to Israel. Listen, I appreciate you, my friend. I'm glad you got your child back. That'll be a lesson to them that the government's their enemy. And to be good, don't use drugs, don't get in trouble, because we hate the government. We don't get in their criminal clutches. We defeat the scum. We're healthy and strong and make money and take care of our children while they are filth and degenerate trash. We never use your degenerate drugs, you scum, you filth. We'll never use your trash. All you young people out there that have been getting on their drugs, stop using them. For love of yourself and hate of them, you stop using their dirty products. Oh, I hate you, you filth. It is. They ship it in here. They ship it in, and then they bust us for it. I've had enough of it. It's unbelievable. It's a fraud. It's outrageous. Who disagrees? Somebody disagrees with me. I'm going to Linda, Chris, Mark, John. Somebody disagreed, you said. Bill in Texas, you're on the air.
Thanks, Alex. This is Bill in Austin. I disagree with you on three things. I support 90% of what you do, but these three things are pretty important in my mind, so that's why I called in today. The first thing is your histrionics, just like we heard. Your emotion, that stuff just really detracts from being factual and being
honest.
They have
trained us not to have emotions. They have, no, that's a lie. You know what? I am Mike. Why do I have the number one Patriot show? Blows them all away, dwarfs them. All of them together aren't as big as this show.
All right, so that's one down and two to go.
Okay.
Second one, TV fakery, otherwise known as no planers. You aren't looking at the evidence there. Do you disagree with what Morgan Reynolds has said? Have you studied what Morgan has said?
Yes, I don't agree with it.
You disagree with what Ace Baker said?
Yes.
You disagree with what Warren Cugarella is saying?
Yes.
Just because Nico Halp is a disinfo agent, and people like Paula Gloria, those people are clearly disinfo agents, just like you say. There's reality behind that, and they're helping covering up.
The government wants us to talk about it, even if it was true, which I don't believe it is. It's meant because it sounds crazy. Instead of the key evidence, you stay there. And then we'll be right back with me, the leader! Yeah!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
That's right. A lot of people out there in this movement that tell me what to say, what tell me what to do. Hey, you're the pretender. I started the 9/11 Truth Movement. I brought forward government-sponsored terror to everyone. I was talking about the Rothschilds and the New World Order 12 years ago, 13 years ago. I started the info war against the enemy, realizing their attack on us was a war. They use lies, we use the truth. Yeah, who are you? You get some former Bush administration official who comes out and does a lot of credible stuff for a year, and then he suddenly says, I think it's space beams and no planes. And I have family, I have friends, I know people who are not government agents who said, no, they saw the first plane. They heard this huge noise and looked up and saw it. And then at first the TV faker people said that it was a big CG screen in the back, the blue sky, and then people explained to them how blue screens work, that it's in studio, not with the sky, and they went, oh, well, then it's this. And then they show some video feed of, like, where the plane crashes, and they go, that's the nose? No, that's a molten group of junk blowing out the other end. That's how projectiles work. So this is classic black propaganda, and I've seen the national news, now Howard Stern, others. They give this attention. They don't give the serious stuff. I've had the BBC here. I've had this History Channel here. I had national media just called me. Nightline, and I just said, you know what, I'm not doing it. Don't come around. I don't want to talk to you. Because they'll come, and I'll say Operation Northwoods. I'll talk about the U.S. troops massed around Afghanistan before the attack. I'll talk about the NORAD stand-downs. I'll talk about how governments have carried out attacks before. Now, that's our strongest evidence. I'll get into how the hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases and how Springman and other ambassadors and, you know, heads of embassies said that they were ordered to let them back in because they were U.S. government agents. And boy, they will never allow that out. They'll always allow the stuff that can't be proven one way or the other. Now, I think something weird went on at the Pentagon. None of my films covered it until Terror Storm, and I just say, well, looks like a honeypot where they won't release all these other videos, but then they release, you know, one that only furthers the debate. I think they're going to release whether it's a fake CG or whether it's real sometime in the future or something and try to make the whole debate about the Pentagon so they can later run a PSYOP and bring that out. I've been saying that since 2001, since September 15th or so when people first talked about the Pentagon. By the way, I was there when it was happening live watching TV, and they were saying the Pentagon has been bombed. And the first reports were Pentagon's been bombed. People were going, it was a bomb. I mean, obviously something went on there that we're not being told. And planes don't leave 16-foot holes and no wreckage. And I've acquiesced and said, yeah, there may be something happening there. Probably is. But did I ever make a film about it? No. Because I make films that are effective, where we prove the government has staged attacks, where they don't debate it, where it's declassified, where it's admitted. Now, you explain to the public they've done it before. Then you show them PNAC documents and others, now this Rumsfeld tape, where they're saying, man, another terror attack would sure help us with our agenda. And you explain that to them. That's why I Road to Tyranny, the first 9/11 film. I put an emergency version of it out a week and a half after the attacks. The official one came out February 1st, 4 months after the attacks. Let me see. October, November, December, yeah. About 4 months after. But we start out with Hitler firebombing the Reichstag, Hitler and Gleiwitz to start the war with Poland. We get into Oklahoma City. We get into other, you know, examples. But we show some examples like Tonkin and Northwoods. You know, we show examples of it to explain, hey, this happens. Then we make it nonpartisan and expose how the Clintonistas bombed Oklahoma City. It's key to make it nonpartisan. Okay, that's to get conservatives to realize it's both parties are owned. Then we move into the next thing, 9/11. We also showed how Clinton bombed the World Trade Center in 93, cooked the bomb, trained the drivers, gave them the detonators, New York Times, CBS News. I mean, that's what's effective. And frankly, I may not be that effective on the radio. See, I'm not like most of these people who got a radio show, or they make films, or they write books. I write books. I publish books. I produce films. I make films. I do my radio show. I do other radio shows. I write articles. I have got people that write articles. I'm about to start a cable TV show. I oil paint at night. And I'm back doing that. I'm going to do more. Because you only live one time. I'm not into sitting there in the corner sucking my thumb. I have vision. I have understanding. I have daring. And all the glory goes to God. So for all my warts and all my problems, you know why I'm good? Because I take action. I put one foot in front of the other. I'm not lazy. I'm serious. I've got courage. I'm focused. I don't care what people say about me. Other than it becomes a distraction and a diversion, so I educate people by covering those attacks. Now, I Warren Cucurillo, nice guy, met him in New York, didn't know about some of the other stuff, weird stuff, you know, he's been involved in and whatever. So then when I realized all that, I thought, well, he's a nice guy, but the media can really use this if I make a big deal out of it or have Warren on a bunch. You know, he's listening right now. He calls me all the time and emails me. And, you know, he wants to get into all this craziness. I'm not going to do it. And Reynolds, that's pretty obvious what he's doing. And I had bad feelings when I met with him in person and interviewed him. You get this Bush administration official, comes out credibly for a year, then just goes into la-la land. Fetzer, mentally unstable. I've been around him. And he's about, I mean, really mentally unstable. I'm like nice in person and friendly, and I've got my on-air persona and getting hyped up and wild. And it's not that it's fake, but it's a persona. It's a mindset. I get jacked up to talk. I frankly don't like talking. You sit around at my house with me all day, I might talk to you one time. Okay, I don't particularly want to talk to people. This is like somebody who just wants to be left alone when they're made to talk. This is what I turn into. And then I just spew what's in my head. And I don't want to get in a fight with all these people. I don't want it to become a diversion, a distraction. I don't care. They can run around and do what they want and be aggressive And, I mean, I remember the bullying a couple years ago when they started space beams and no planes. And people would call me up and try to bully me and threaten me and start fights with me. And you better do this. You better say this. And, I mean, I know what I'm seeing in operation. I don't know who's a useful idiot and who's an agent. But I know one thing. It stinks to high heaven. It's bull. Who put this together? Me. Who do I trust? Me. Who went on the air day one and lost like 20 affiliates saying it was an inside job? Who went on Brownfield's show day one and said it was an inside job hours after the attack when Building 7 had just collapsed and has been banned from his show since? Do I hate Brownfield over that? No. He lost a bunch of affiliates too. You know, who doesn't compromise? I've seen all these other Patriot networks where we're not going to talk about the New World Order and we're not going to get into these things. We're going to be mainstream immediately. See, I've never sold out. I've never faltered. I've never wavered. I've never compromised one scintilla in what I do and who I am. I've been physically attacked. I've been demonized. I've been drugged through the mud by every major magazine and TV show you can imagine. And do I care? No. Do I care about myself? No. But I care enough about the truth and my instincts and my discernment to be able to tell you what's bull and what isn't. How many things have we accurately predicted? How many things have we forecast? How many things have we covered? In fact, I'm just done talking to that person. I don't even want to hear it. And, you know, I see the debunkers on the other side, not only in our own movement. You know why most people in this movement attack me? The Catholics run it all crowd, the Jews of the devil crowd, and they go, well, I'm not saying the Jews. Well, actually, I am. They're devil people. Just a year or two ago, they wouldn't say that. Now they do. Bunch of nuts. They all hate me. They all hate me because they're lazy. They all hate me because they're in this for egomania instead of saving the republic and serving the human spirit and humanity. They're all in this because they're mentally ill. They're in this because they are either camp followers or they're government agents. And that's why they attack me. And it's a diversion. It's a distraction. Look at the fruits of this show. Look at what we've broken. Look at what we've brought out. Look at who we've gotten to come forward. Look at how literal providence has smiled on this show. Half of it just happens magically for us. As a movement, you have got to stop spinning your wheels, wasting time, ninnying back and forth. Out of the gates, there's all these subgroups and sub-cliques that try to force you to adopt their exact nomenclature, their exact worldview, their exact idea. I don't do that. Okay, I put out a wide spectrum, bring a lot of views and a lot of ideas, and let you make up your own mind. I mean, have you ever watched these anti-Jew groups? All they do is fight with each other and call each other names and viciously lie about each other and... The Catholic groups all do that to each other. The anti-Catholic groups. You're a devil. No, you're a demon. No, you're a this. You're a that. I'm the only good one. And, you know, and the Protestant groups all fight with each other. And the, it's craziness. Of course schizophrenics and mentally ill people and unstable people are going to be drawn to this movement. People that are different are going to be drawn to this movement. People that are naysayers. People that are questioners. People that are heroic. People that aren't mind-numbed. And so you're going to get a lot of the cool, strange people. You're also going to get a lot of the weird, strange people. And everybody's strange, but you know what I mean. We have to focus our energies on warning people that the vaccines are poisonous, which the feds now have to admit. The mercury's in them, and it's causing... That's now officially admitted. We won that fight. We have to admit governments do stage terror attacks. We have to admit all of this is going on together. We have to agree that we need to stop the North American Union for 5 minutes. And even, you know, and that doesn't mean changing the mind of the naysayers. You don't have to then just repeat it and talk about it and spend all day on it. Okay? And frankly, you know, I'm here in a old converted auto repair shop. It's three rooms doing my radio show. I'm wearing a black T-shirt with mustard stains on my jeans. I'm here working hard, fighting the New World Order, making films at night, wishing I could spend time with my family, working hard. It's grease. It's elbow grease. It's in there, getting things done, waking people up, warning people. That's why we're successful, because we don't spend 90% of our time ninnying and backstabbing and egomania trips. Okay, so you can go have your kook groups and go talk about how no planes at the towers, and don't worry, the media will give you attention, and you can go somewhere else and have your views. I'm not a devil. I'm not bad. I don't need to be killed. I don't need to go to prison because I won't agree with it, like some of the people that are pushing it have said. and they're all liars. You know, the people that say I cover up for Israel, all lies, all disinfo, all propaganda. I heard one of the kooks, somebody sent me a clip saying Galen Ross is a Jew and covers up for Israel, and the guy writes books about the Rothschilds and the Zionists. And they go, that's not enough. You didn't say Jews were evil. I mean, it's sick. They move the goalposts. They always change it. And they do that because they are convicted criminals. That's why they call good men criminals. Because they're scum. They're cowards. If they don't do it, the feds will come pick them up. That's the type of informants they use as mentally ill people and drug addicts and criminals. And we are a society of scum and trash now. We've become inbred. We've become lazy. We've become dumb. We don't have discernment. And it's time to get the discernment back. It's time. It's time to get focused on real issues. Like explaining to you that it's a Fourth Amendment violation to have cops taking your blood on the side of the street. And that it's federally funded so you can say no. Or announcing and talking about how the oil price is going up because the dollar's been devalued. So people know why it happened. Or explaining to people about how there are thousands of young people all across the country, and older folks as well, confronting politicians everywhere, and it's freaking them out to where they're having congressional hearings with the Homegrown Extremist Act, and they're about to pass that. That's in the news today. I mean, we're in deep trouble there. And they put up scholars for 9/11 Truth or architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth and say it's the enemy. Up on C-SPAN with Homeland Security saying it, and that they want to use the Homeland Security against the web. I mean, we're having an effect. Why don't we talk about where we're having an effect? Why don't we challenge young people to get involved? We have hundreds of thousands of new listeners every day that tune in. And they tune in, and they hear you asking the questions. They hear you taking advantage of the unscreened calls to call in and spew that bull. And I take it, and it's an educational process. But imagine a new listener for the first time has no idea what we're talking about. In fact, I'm going to cover news right now, and then we'll go to... Let's go to Linda. She's been holding too long. Linda in Rhode Island, you're on the air. Go ahead, Linda.
Hi. I tried to get a hold of you about 3 weeks ago when you were talking about Mexico, and since this morning you were talking about it, too, or this afternoon, I wanted to call. I wanted to tell you... Here in Rhode Island, there's a young boy about 28 years old, a friend of my son's, who went down to Mexico, we're thinking, with a couple $100,000, and he has disappeared. It hasn't been in the news or anything. His parents, nobody has heard from him.
Yeah.
He found his car in California.
In at least 15 towns, they've dug up more than 100 bodies in each town, satanic sacrifices. And the media, to cover up their operations, always acts like that's kooky. Google it. Dallas Morning News, Houston Chronicle, San Antonio Express News, Texas Monthly. I mean, I grew up here. I'm born here. And, I mean, it's raping women, killing, stealing. Dumb gringos go down there. The cops will walk right up, shoot you in the head, throw you in a ditch, bury you, take your truck. I mean, it's just, and it's all about killing gringos.
Oh, yeah.
And anybody that goes to northern Mexico is a psychopath.
Yeah.
And you're out of your mind. They're going to kill you.
See, he's a nice, quiet kid and a trusting kid, and I do want to...
Oh, yeah, they killed him. They killed him, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Listen, my parents took me to Cancun one time, and I was about 12 years old, and it was in the early morning out, you know, just on the beach, and I went out there and was swimming, and I came back out, and these two adults said, hey, man, we got some weed. Come over here with us. And I could look at them until they wanted to kidnap me. And then I saw in the paper while I was there warnings about people being kidnapped. Absolutely. We're going to live like third world trash now. We're a nation of trash. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And another thing, you talk about, you know, the government brings drugs in, which I totally agree. I've looked into it. And one thing that happened to a friend of my son's back in the winter, he went up to a drug house to get drugs, and when he came down, he drove down the road, the cops went on him. And I've heard this so many times, you know, they do not go after the people.
Of course not. Of course not. They're getting paid.
Right.
But they want to get paid picking you up and sucking money out of you on the probation,
right.
And they want to get paid their cut from the crack house, of course.
Exactly.
I grew up with the cops dealing drugs around me, and that's why I won't put up with it or play their game anymore.
Yep.
I'm not going to play the illegal aliens game while they talk about how they want to kill us and have radio stations putting it out, and I'm not going to play the cops game. I'm done playing all of it with you.
And Alex, to the other caller that said that you should stay calm, you know what? He sounds too calm to me. Because I get angry, too. I'm a 51-year-old woman, and I open the window and say I'm not going to take it anymore almost every day. You know, you have to, if you, like you say, you're not alive if you don't get mad at this stuff. It's crazy.
Hey, I have the government documents. I've had the scientists on. I know they put hundreds of different cancer viruses in our shots. I know they've killed my loved ones. I'm pissed, man.
Yep.
I'm done with you bastards. I'm done with you. I'm done with you, government. I'm angry.
Right. We ought to be, all of us ought to be, and I burn DVDs, and I leave them at the bottom of people's mailboxes, and I leave them everywhere, mail them to people. I give them to everybody.
Well, I just tell you, God bless you. God bless you, Linda. God bless you. I love you. God, Paul just sent me an article 50 times worse than the last one. I can't handle it anymore. Well, you IM this because my IM's down to Paul. It's neocon general calls for terror attacks in Iran. I mean, this is how sick it is. 4 years ago, the White House admitted that they hired al-Qaeda, al-Qaeda, the Wahhabists, Saudi Arabia, to attack Iran and to blow up police stations, schools, water plants, mosques. And then they say Iran is al-Qaeda. I mean, it's so evil. And then, and now they've called for it on Fox News.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you have not been told from. Another untold story.com.
This story comes from the greatest storybook, so we know it's true, though it seems so untrue, so incredible, it seems science fictional. It even goes beyond a seemingly science fictional story to that category of a horror story. But as horrible as it was done. Done out of desperation by a Moabite king who was fighting a desperate battle against three opposing kings. It, of course, was long, long ago that he did it, and it did work. The raging battle was going against him greatly, and he was about to be overcome and overrun, so he did it, as horrible and difficult as it was to do. And he did it in the open, upon the wall of the city for all to see. It worked. It caused the battle to turn and his enemy to flee. This is how it is said in the greatest storybook, and I quote, "And there came great wrath against Israel, and they departed from him and returned to their own land," end quote. What did he do? We tell you the rest of that Another Untold Story at anotheruntoldstory.com and tell you how the same power is being used in our land today.
For another untold story, go to anotheruntoldstory.com. 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 Anotheruntoldstory.com.
Neocon general calls for terror attacks in Iran. We'll play it later in the next hour. McHenry urges U.S. government to support terrorist organization MEK. Bush administration already bankrolling al-Qaeda-linked group. Well, they say the head of it's number three in al-Qaeda. Fresh off the revelation of Donald Rumsfeld's 2006 audio tape, admission that it would reinvigorate the neocon agenda would be another terror attack. Neocons like retired general Thomas McHenry, who's in the meeting with Rumsfeld, was part of the Pentagon's Message Force Multipliers propaganda program, have been called for the Bush administration to commit acts of terror in Iran by Al-Qaeda. And then they'll say Iran's with Al-Qaeda while they bomb them. Oh, so sad. And the idiot public will believe it, just like they believe they're dollar strong. You love your masters, don't you? According to the Crooks and Liars blog, McHenry was appearing on Fox News 144 times since 2002. In one of his recent appearances, he publicly called for the U.S. government to support groups like MEK, which is listed by the State Department as a terrorist organization who carried out deadly bombings in Iran. Iran suing the U.S. for staging terror attacks using Al-Qaeda, blowing up mosques. You imagine Iran sits there and takes it while our criminal government openly launches terror attacks, blowing up power plants, dams, mosques, police. And Iran just sits there and takes it, man. Bombs going off every week. Cops getting shot, killings everywhere. And they know our public is so cowardly and ignorant and stupid that they tell them Iran's running Al-Qaeda attacks. Isn't that true, General Petraeus? And he goes, that's right, they're Al-Qaeda. I mean, that. I hope you're listening, government people out there, and these weirdos that email me and threaten me constantly about how I want the Al-Qaeda to get me, and I want the Al-Qaeda to rape my wife, and I want Al-Qaeda to turn me into a prayer rug, and Al-Qaeda's going to get me because I'm not tough on war. Listen, you little bastard. Listen to me, you little cowardly filth. Do you understand Al-Qaeda was created by our dirtbag government? What is your major malfunction? What is your problem, you little coward? Because I know a lot of you aren't CENTCOM in government. You really believe this bull. We don't have time for it anymore. We don't have time for your lies anymore. I want everybody to go to Infowars.com and get TerrorStorm and make copies of it. I mean, get hundreds of duplicators, hundreds of copies, and just buy one copy, make hundreds and hundreds, and just start making 50 copies a day and give them to everybody. We're going to bring these criminals to justice. Never stop. Break through their control. Break through their spell. Break through their mind control. That's how we're going to beat them, is you're going to break through your mind control, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why getting mad does it. You can break it. All their propaganda does is send me into a rage. It's kind of like I'm allergic to it. Instead of it working on me, I can't help it. You're not outraged that they stage terror attacks using Al-Qaeda and then say Iran's Al-Qaeda? That's too much, man. That's insane. That's outrageous. I'm going to tell you about a sponsor at Seafoods Direct, and they make this show possible, and they're great storable foods, freeze-dried and dehydrated company, very inexpensive for what you get, stores in small areas, because it's condensed, and it is high quality, and you need to give them a call. With all the craziness that's going on, you need ammo, you need bullets, you need food, you need will, you need God, you need the commitment to stand up, and food comes first in that, 1-800-409-5633. So when your dumb neighbors are starving and we go into a depression, you'll be taken care of, and it can maybe even give the chicken necks some food, but then they'll probably come over and kill you for it. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. And then we've got Interfood, ladies and gentlemen. Interfood's the best green food out there I've ever found, and I just love them. You link through on the link. You link through on the banner on Infowars.com. You get 10% off because you went through that link from Alejandro Jones. eFoodsDirect.com is, again, fabulous. Interfood.com is wonderful. Interfood.com, or 1-866-762-9238. 1-866-762-9238. Ah!
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Now,